Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the manifestation of our Lord to the nations, represented in our gospel by the three wise men. This great feast is a continuation of Christmas, and it is a great joy to us who believe. Our gospel reveals to us that there are two possible responses to the incarnation of Christ. One, that of Mary and Joseph and the three wise men and all those who believe in Christ and are overjoyed. The other, the response of King Herod. Herod was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. The beauty of the response that the wise men give to the birth of Christ is that they acknowledge immediately his kingship. The gifts that they bring him are kingly gifts. The difficulty for us, the significance of this feast for us today, is whether we respond to Christ as our King. Now, I could go on and on, we all could go on and on, about ways that the world does not receive Christ as our King. But most fruitful, I think, is to examine our own hearts and the ways that we do or do not make him King. All of us, even faithful Catholics, in every way that we sin, do not wish Christ to be the King of our hearts. And I offer one example from my own life. I'm sure that many of you are deeply pro-life. I myself have worked for the pro-life movement in various ways, at least since I was in college. This issue seems to me not really a religious issue at all, but rather simply a matter of science. From the moment of conception, the child in the womb is a human being. To take the life of that child, therefore, is murder. There is no other way to see it, not rationally. The way that you and I think, however, are tempted not to make Christ the King, not to receive his manifestation to the world, is to try to take ownership of this problem on a national level and let it disturb us. You see, you and I do not have authority to control whether or not our country allows for this evil, this heinous evil, to be legal. We're not in control of that. But Christ is. It is certainly within his power to bring the evil of legalized abortion to an end today if he wants. But he permits it nonetheless. This is mysterious, why he permits evil, always a mystery. But if Christ is the King, if he truly has manifested his dominion in his birth as a child, then even such a grave evil as legalized abortion should not allow us to have our hearts troubled. Not that I'm saying we shouldn't work for change, not that I'm saying we shouldn't work to protect the unborn. We should. But when we come face to face with evil in our country, evil over which we do not have control, we should remember that Christ does have control. He does have dominion. And so we must not let our hearts be troubled like the heart of King Herod. Rather, we should receive Christ, the newborn King, and even in the face of evil, adore him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.